We're talking with Alex Ott, of course, from the American Pecan Council. Alex, look, let's talk a little bit about, you know, last time we've had a chance to actually meet face-to-face has been a couple of years now, really. 2021, what kind of a year was it for our pecan producers?
Actually, 2021, for pecan-wise, it was a good year. We actually increased consumption during, you know, pandemics and saw an increase in shipments and exports. So the 2020-2021 season, we had a really good year in terms of movement of pecans. We've gone through a lot in the last, you know, 4 years, everything from hurricanes to fires, floods, pandemics, so shipping chain issues. So last year, in fact, there's an article that came out that showed that pecans actually drove the snack nut category for the last 2 years, and it was pecans that were leading the way this past year. So we're really excited with the direction we're going.
And that was all done, as you mentioned, in the midst of a pandemic, literally as we were ramping up this marketing promotion program.
Absolutely. Yeah, I know it's been a challenge, but we've seen a lot of great successes.
You've been here for much of the startup. What's it take to start up this type of a promotion program? There's a lot of detail, a lot of hoops to jump through.
Sure. I think the first thing you're going to need is patience. That's first and foremost. And the pecan industry is pretty patient because of the types of commodities that we grow. So that's good, is knowing that the industry, you just got to be patient and go through the government hoops. But we got a great team. We got a great staff, and we've been able to, you know, move the industry forward together. And that's the main thing: unifying the industry, and then making sure that we can increase that consumption and awareness to the consumers.
What do you think some of the keys are for this promotion program that you brought Weber Sandwich and other players in as well to help you know, get this momentum going?
Sure. I think number one, it helps when you grow a good product, a quality product, and people like pecans. The biggest challenge that we had is nobody knew what a pecan was going into it. So 5 years ago, when you look at the actual data that comes out and shows that, you know, consumers, only about 12% know who you are. And then this past year, we're up to 42% and the number one nut during the holiday for the first time. I mean, we've made some great strides, and that has to be attributed to, you know, the leadership, has to be attributed to the team that you put together, and like I said, an industry that grows a great product, it's not hard to sell.
And the members of this particular council, they kind of had that willingness to step out and take some chances.
Absolutely, yeah. Starting any type of federal marketing order, you got to take some risks. Not everybody's going to be happy with you. Not everybody's going to love you. But you know, you see the fruits of their labor that come through. I mean, in the first 5 years, they increased consumption. They put 24 cents back in the pocket for every pound that was sold, you know, to a grower. We saw increased in shipments. We saw increased in exports. So, I mean, it was a large, great success. Now, since we have that foundation, obviously we need to spring, and, you know, having a new program coming in as well with that will complement the FMO. So it'll be a nice research and promotion program and a federal marketing order working together. We got the best of both worlds coming. So things look, I think, really bright in the future.
Of course, that federal marketing order was reaffirmed by growers in just literally the last few months.
Absolutely, yeah. No, we were very fortunate. 63% of 71% of the acreage approved it, and so we're very, very fortunate to go another 5 years. So that's good.
So tell me about this kind of this split of duties between the American Pecan Council and the new promotion entity.
Sure. Yeah, what we're seeing is not just unification domestically, but we're starting to see it, you know, globally as well. This new program, the research and promotion program, will be doing research, generic research and generic promotion. But what's great is it's collecting dollars on imports coming into the United States. So now, product from South Africa, product from Mexico will be paying into the assessment, and then also be paying in for a lot of these promotion programs. So it's not just on the backs of the American industry. It's going to be shared throughout the entire pecan industry coming into the United States. So it looks like we're continuing to unify and continuing to expand and promote.
And so how do we split duties? How are the duties going to be split between the two bodies?
Well, that's one of the great things about this meeting today is we have the first time where we have the American Pecan Council and the American Pecan Promotion Board coming together here in Dallas, Texas. And we'll sit down and make sure that we're not duplicating efforts and picking and choosing. But I can definitely see, you know, some more of the promotion and the research going to one side. I can see, you know, us continuing on the APC side, the grades, the standards, the data, the statistics, the international stuff, you know, all working together. And we're getting there. So a new program, it's I think, 6 months old versus our, you know, mature five-year program, right, which is just started. So a lot of growing pains that we'll have, but nevertheless, at the end of the day, we're going to have two fantastic tools in our toolbox for the pecan industry.
Pecans are unique. There's nobody else that has both sides of the FMO and a checkoff.
Correct, yeah. No, this is the first time where a specialty crop, pecans, will actually have both a federal marketing order and a research and promotion program. So, like I said, it's a tool in the toolbox. We are getting phone calls from other commodities saying, hey, how'd you do this? What's great is you'll be able to have the FMO, American Pecans, being able to still promote, still do research, still do their activities. But then you have the American Pecan Promotion Board, which will be doing generic promotion. And so it's, like I said, it's a great 1-2 punch to where everybody can work together. But it's the first time it's ever been done. So we're really excited to, you know, start paving the way for others.
I guess what the dance kind of starts today then.
I guess so. That's correct. Yeah, we'll... We're going to be seeing how the precedent starts. So a lot of founding fathers and mothers here today. So we're excited.
Where are we going? In other words, what do you see as you start casting some visions?
Well, I think we can only go up, right? I mean, we started at the bottom, and now we're moving into the next phase. So we call it like FMO 2.0 is what we call it, but. Primarily what you're going to see is you're going to see greater resources coming in. You're going to see more unification, which means if you have that, you're going to see, you know, better data coming out. You're going to be able to see targeted focus markets to increase that consumption, increase consumer awareness. Because at the end of the day, when we have, you know, 300 million pounds from the United States, we're going to have to move those. And what we don't want is at the end of the year, we still have leftover. So, if we can continue to promote, we got, you know, more pecans coming in and to production. We're going to want to make sure that we stay ahead of the game and make sure that we continue to promote and move those pecans that are coming in.
Finally, a question I get personally: federal marketing order unique in that they also have a public member.
Yes.
Often on the board. What is the public member?
So the American Pecan Council, the FMO, it's the largest, broadest organization for pecans. So we have growers, we have shellers, accumulators, and we have a member of the public. That means that every segment of the industry is covered. Why that's important is because we need public input, and we need to be able to say, hey, those of us that are not involved in the pecan industry on a daily basis or are growing it or are selling it, we need to hear from the actual public, the consumer that's going to be sitting there. So we're very fortunate to have you, Ron, as a public member, and we're very excited to continue to have the opportunity to reach out to the public directly.